July 26. For the preaching of the cross is unto us which are saved the power of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18. For many centuries, men blindly worshipped a figure of the cross and burned incense before it. See what God says: the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved it is the power of God. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God and the wisdom of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18-24. Because of sin, all men have become foolish before God and extremely weak. We work so hard to earn money and then waste it afterwards. We use our hands and feet to bring sin and shame. Our lives are a misery, but God has planned to restore us and to make us all wise and strong in the Lord Jesus Christ. That wisdom and power can come only from the cross. The Lord says, "And I, if I be lifted up, will draw all men unto me." John 12:32. But how foolish men are. They think they can draw others by their worldly wisdom, works, and money. That is why you see so much barrenness in Christian work in many parts of the world. But those who have received the cross and have come into the experience of the cross are completely transformed, and they go on being transformed till they become like Christ. The work of the cross in your life cannot be done easily. It can be done only by the Holy Spirit. It may happen in your life now or sometime later. But one thing is certain: once you understand the meaning of the cross, you will never be the same person again. There will be a new power in your life. Christ died that you may die to your old nature. He rose again that you may rise with him and become a new creation. There is much to be said about the cross. Why did Christ die such a death? He did not die for angels. They have no need. Nor did he die for himself. He did not sin. He did not die for birds or animals. He died for me. Whether you know it or not, he died for you. Why then did he die for sinful men, though he did no sin himself? Why was he mocked by wicked men? And why did such a sinless person die? I wish to answer these questions by giving you 7 points about the cross. Firstly, he died for my sins, to free me from judgment and from condemnation of sin. Secondly, he died that I may die in the wretched sinful nature. Thirdly, he died that I may die to the world and its deception. Fourthly, he died to put an end to the old creation. When you cut the trunk out of a tree, the whole tree falls down. Similarly, when God, who is our Creator, died, he died to put an end to the old creation. Fifthly, he died to become my living bread. Sixth, he died to make us one body and one family. Seventh, he died to make us entirely new, like himself. When these truths are clear to us, and when we by faith look onto the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ, we receive new life.